After a few weeks of living like only Americans can in a third world country, and by that I mean living a life with servants and a variety of wondrous foods served three times a day, we then took a boat to Marseille before Cliff and I went on to Munich. Among other places, we visited the beer hall where Hitler had worked his magic years before. I was lucky enough to catch a drunken elderly German actually shouting Heil Hitler in the bathroom. And let me tell you, an experience like that makes for one bashful kidney. But that incident wasn't the only reason I found Germany a bit strange. The Germans love to wear uniforms. Everyone seemed to have one. It sure made this Jew a little jumpy. We also visited Dachau. Having watched all those videos as a kid, it just seemed right to see it in person. Man, you wouldn't have known what went on there unless you paid really close attention. It was all rather spiffy, like some delightful holiday camp. The only thing that gave a clue to the horror that occurred there was a sign that read, Crematorium. It, mercifully, was closed. We made our way by late-night bus to Berlin, which meant a long drive through East Berlin. Every few hours, the East German police, who couldn't have studied our passports more carefully, stopped us. I kept wondering, what if this is it? They could just drag Cliff and me off the bus and keep us at one of their slave labor camps, and no one would be the wiser. It was dark, and the East German police were creepy even in daylight. But that didn't stop me from visiting East Berlin. Crossing through the menacing wall, I reached the drabbest city I have ever seen. It was as if all possibility of color had been bleached out of the buildings. I have never been to a more depressing place. A few coats of paint alone would have helped. I stayed long enough to go to the Berliner Ensemble, the theater company and stage where Bertolt Brecht worked. Many of you may not know who he is, but he wrote the musical classic Three Penny Opera, featuring the song The Ballad of Mack the Knife. Devote yourself to a life in the theater, and do they remember you? Of course not. They remember that song as being by Bobby Darin. So I stood in the back of the theater and said to myself, so this is where Bertolt Brecht worked. Wow. Okay, pilgrimage over. Time to get back to West Berlin, where the Germans were at least happy. We headed back to Paris and then home. The trip was an experience that has informed the way I look at things. There is a world out there, and people don't look at everything the way we do. For one thing, Europeans didn't divide their land into suburbs. They didn't have the cash, or if they did, they weren't going to waste it that way. Besides, they seem to have better taste than we do. That trip taught me that everyone should get out of the country and see other parts of the world. It's pretty sad that President Bush the Jr. never had the intellectual curiosity to go abroad until he was in office. I still wonder how you can elect the leader of the free world who has never seen the world. For God's sake, the man never even made it to Canada. That's almost impossible. Even drunk on a bet, you can make it to Canada. If you don't go and see the rest of the world, you don't realize that they have something America does not, and that is culture. We don't have that. We are too young a nation to have a culture. The closest we come is when we leave yogurt in the fridge too long.